Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're going to join Governor J.B. Pritzker live as he visits the Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Center to discuss the fiscal year 24 budget proposal. Governor Pritzker has pledged support for early childhood development and many of the institutions that depend on the funding from the state are looking forward to finding out where they will stand when it comes to the funding for their schools and their early childhood development programs. Much of the discussion about education from Governor Pritzker's office has come from the realization that education starts early, and those institutions and educational facilities that focus on early childhood development are critical to the later development in later years. So let's join Governor Pritzker live as he's introduced by officials at the Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Center, which is located in Illinois and is one of the facilities that is critical to the community. Let's join them now.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome.
Good morning, boys and girls.
How's everybody doing today? So good to see you. My name is Dr. Sharon DeMoulin-Carat, and I am the proud superintendent of Peoria Public Schools. On behalf of our Board of Education and all of our Peoria Public Schools employees, our students, and our families, including Principal Katie Cobb and all of the dedicated pre-K staff here at Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Center, we would like to welcome the Honorable Governor Pritzker today to promote his Preschool for All Early Childhood Program. Lieutenant Governor Stratton is here with us, Leader Gordon Booth, and our amazing mayors here with us as well, including Kathy Griffin and also Representative Mason, Joy Mason. Welcome to Peoria, everybody. We honor your presence today, knowing that you are also huge supporters of early childhood providers and working families. I would also like to acknowledge our board president, Martha Ross, you'll hear from her later on, and our vice president is here as well, Mr. Mike Murphy, along with our board member, Paris McConnell. Thank you for being here. Our governor's intentional and strategic efforts are making progress towards our shared goal of improved equity and sustainability, dedicated to giving each and every one of our babies a fighting chance for a great future. That's why we're here today. These children here today are witnessing this commitment. Thank you, Ms. Milam, for bringing your children to join us today as well. At Peoria Public Schools, we currently have close to 180 pre-K students at our expansion program at our location at Woodruff. 180 at our expansion location at Woodruff, and currently Valeska Hinton is serving 514 pre-K students at this location. And we do have a waiting list of over 300 3- and 4-year-olds who are waiting to get in. Over the years, Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Center has served over 15,000 early learners, and these kids have all graduated and they're realizing successful careers today. And many of us in the audience, including myself, have experienced some positive relationships with Valeska. My son, Waleed, was a 3-year-old in the Red Village at Valeska years ago, and now he's 24 years old. The reason that pre-K is so critically important is that It gets our children ready to learn. It teaches important social and emotional skills that are so needed today more than ever before. And it also, pre-K also fosters the development of verbal skills and self-control. So at PPS, we have observed, our teachers, our administrators, all of us have observed that pre-K students who get a jump start on reading are usually ahead of the peers who wait until kindergarten to start school. So pre-K, getting started early is amazing. And I know the governor does not like kudos, but he has made a huge dent by consolidating and adopting a funding model based on equitable access to high-quality early childhood and care for our families. So, Governor, we have noticed your seriousness in making equity a huge priority. We have noticed your thoughtfulness, and we are noticing the impact you are making with the Pritzker's Children's Initiative. So we thank you, Governor, Honorable Governor J.B. Pritzker, for your not only your words, but also for your actions. And with that said, I present the Honorable Governor J.B. Pritzker to you.
Thank you very much, Superintendent Carat. Thank you for the very kind introduction and for your amazing work here at Peoria Public Schools and of course, for hosting us here at Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Education Center. I love being here among kids. This is everybody ought to start their day like this, and I wish I could come sit. I know, maybe we could switch places. There are a bunch of wonderful people behind me who care deeply about the work that you all are doing for our youngest children in the state and who do this work in one fashion or another every day. Peoria Mayor Rita Ali, our leader in Springfield, and I really do mean leader when I say Jahan Gordon Booth. She's a terrific partner and somebody who cares deeply about these young children, and I see it every day. Representative Joyce Mason, who chairs the Early Childhood Committee in the House of Representatives, and she'll be very important for driving forward and succeeding at implementing this plan in the budget. And our Illinois Education Association President, Kathy Griffin, who gets to see all over the entire state of Illinois the great work that's getting done in our public schools. It is truly a pleasure to be with all of them, with all of you, to celebrate progress for Illinois' youngest children. And it's even a greater pleasure to be here to usher in more progress. By every metric, there is no more important public investment that we can make than in our youngest children and their families. And that's why I'm asking our General Assembly to adopt the Smart Start Illinois plan. It's a multi-year investment that will provide every 3- and 4-year-old with access to a preschool program like this one. It begins with adding $250 million in programs this year and $100 million in facilities. We're putting more money in the hands of providers to expand their programs, raise quality, and hire more staff. That means that Principal Katie Cobb and School Board President Martha Ross can ensure that staff at Valeska Hinton see the support that they deserve. It means that teachers like Alicia Blake Guyton, who you'll hear from a little later, will have more resources and more time to guide her preschoolers through the day. In the next school year alone, we will add an additional 5,000 preschool spots all across the state of Illinois. Andre Allen and Jaleesha Allen are also here with us today, two incredible leaders in the Peoria community, and doing it all with 3 young children. Mr. and Mrs. Allen will share their experience finding a preschool program with us in just a moment. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to hear their story. It's not atypical of the story of many families in search of early childhood programs. The next part of Smart Start Illinois is all about quality child care. To give children the best possible care, we'll launch the nation's first early childhood workforce compensation contract program. That's a lot of words. That means we're going to bring stability to the field by increasing wages for a workforce that is primarily women and people of color so that we can attract and retain many more people into the child care field. We'll also raise the standard of care to ensure quality early childhood programs. Smart Start will pair higher wages with an early childhood ACE scholarship program, allowing us to expand the pipeline of early childhood educators in Illinois. Already, over 1,500 individuals have received scholarships since the program began last academic year. That program will continue on, not just this year, but in the subsequent 3 years, at least under the plan that I've put forward. Many Illinois families need access to services like home visiting and early intervention. Those are different than child care and preschool, but extraordinarily important. But providers don't currently have enough capacity. Since the height of the pandemic, early intervention caseloads have skyrocketed, exceeding pre-pandemic levels in a short amount of time, and the industry hasn't been able to keep up. The Smart Start plan is going to change that. I'm proposing a $40 million funding increase for early intervention services, allowing thousands of children and families to maintain access to these critical services and giving providers a much-needed boost. The same goes for home visits. Home visiting in Illinois is an evidence-based program that has a long history here. In fact, we were one of the earliest states to put in a home visiting program. It was something back in the day people didn't really understand. Why would you need to go visit people at home? But it's so vitally important. It does a lot of things, but let's just say the results after years here of doing it are improved maternal and child health, prevention of child abuse and neglect, reducing crime and domestic violence, and promoting children's development and school readiness. Smart Start's expanded home visiting funding will allow us to reach many more at-risk families. On top of that, if that wasn't enough, I'm proposing that we devote $100 million more to building new child care and preschool facilities and expanding existing ones. Now, expansion doesn't work if you don't have the people to help and work in these facilities, but we're doing that all at the same time. We want to make sure we have facilities available and the educators to work in these facilities. And hearing Dr. Karat talk about 300 people on a waiting list, this is what we call a early childhood desert. When you don't have the ability to put your child into an early childhood program, that's a desert. Even if you've got a program, if it's full, the next person in line doesn't get it. It's a desert to them. Too many families can't access early childhood programs at all because, well, there aren't any available spots, or 45 minutes away one way is child care and 45 minutes the other way is your work. And that just doesn't work for families. So we've got to make sure that we're making the expansion investments that are required. Since I became governor, we've increased eligibility for the state's child care assistance program to 225% of federal poverty level. That's about $67,500 for a family of four. So anywhere at that level or below, this program is effective for them. And we're trying to raise that 225% to 300% over the next couple of years on a sliding scale so that we can expand this and make it available to so many more families. By doing so, Illinois has become, by doing what we've already done, Illinois has become one of the nation's top 10 states for child care accessibility. That's good, but it's not good enough. I'm going for number one in the country. So I'm asking the state legislature to increase the child assistance program by another $70 million this year so that we can provide child care to even more working class families. Every study, says that the same thing is true about early childhood investments. 90% of brain development occurs 0 to 5, and children who get quality interventions are far more likely to succeed in K through 12 and to go on to college, to graduate from high school, go to college, get a job, and earn more during the course of their lifetimes. In fact, studies have shown, and there's a great Nobel Prize-winning economist at the University of Chicago named Jim Heckman, who studied this. They, you know, at the University of Chicago, and if you're an economist, they have topics like human capital development. That sounds pretty boring. What they mean is how do we develop people and help them and invest in them? And what he's shown is that for every dollar you invest in early childhood, you save $7 over the course of that child's lifetime. So it means, again, less remedial programs during K-12. It means they're actually healthier. Kids who get early childhood programs are healthier during the course of their lifetimes. And again, graduating from high school, going to college, getting a job, earning more, all of that is beneficial and reduces the cost of social programs for the state of Illinois. Plus, you know, quality childcare preschool affords parents the opportunity to accept a full-time job or to jump back into completing a degree. For two decades before I became governor, I was focused on improving early childhood development for families in Illinois and across the United States, and it's been my great honor to carry that mission into public office. From home visiting and early intervention to childcare for infants and toddlers to preschool for 3 and 4-year-olds, Smart Start Illinois is a comprehensive plan to build one of the best early childhood systems in the nation. It's what our kids deserve, it's what our parents deserve, and we owe it to them to deliver. So I want to thank all of you, and with that, it is my great pleasure to introduce really the best partner you could imagine having in governing the state of Illinois, as someone who cares deeply about equity and has put her time, effort, and energy in, and that's our great Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton.
Good morning, everyone. I am Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, and I use she, her pronouns, and it's great to be back in Peoria. Thank you to the best governor in the country, Governor J.B. Pritzker. Thank you for that warm introduction and for your unwavering leadership to make Illinois the best state to raise young children. And for those of us who love children and love the children of Illinois, your fiscal year 24 State of the State and budget address last week was absolutely thrilling to hear. Thank you for your bold leadership. The governor has already acknowledged all of our elected officials and special guests. So in the interest of time, I just want to thank you all for being here today and for loving the children of Illinois so much that you spend every waking hour trying to make their lives better and their futures better, brighter. You know, it's Black History Month, so there are two highly qualified women that I want to specifically honor. Of course, Mayor Dr. Rita Ali, the first Black woman to serve as mayor of Peoria. Thank you for hosting us in your fair city. And our story-making chief budgeteer in the Illinois House of Representatives, Leader Jahan Gordon Booth, the first woman and first Black person to serve in that role. Thank you for all that you do. I join the governor in thanking Superintendent Dr. Sharon Carratt and all the passionate, dedicated educators, leadership, and parents of the Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Education Center. Valeska Hinton was a force to be reckoned with, and every day you honor her and her unapologetic advocacy for Peoria's children by ensuring our little ones, like all of those joining us this morning, can benefit from the right to a quality education and live out their dreams. I'm proud to join you all and mark another milestone in our mission to uplift early childhood education and childcare. As we come together to uplift these investments, we're really celebrating a family reunion. In Illinois, we are family because we take care of one another. We see how our diverse stories connect us, how our future depends on each of us having the tools we need to succeed. The children across our state are our babies because when we build them up to be strong, resilient, and well-rounded adults, we build the foundation for a thriving society. Studies show that by age 5, 90% of a child's brain has already developed, so we must take the critical steps to touch their lives and to teach them well before that. Smart Start Illinois is the plan that can and will achieve this by providing access to preschool for every 3- and 4-year-old in our state. And these critical steps are made by you, They're made by me, but mostly by our early childhood professionals. They are family. Family because they come to work every day to foster a love of learning that children will hold on to for the rest of their lives. And these professionals, who are predominantly women and people of color, deserve the respect and attention that shows they are an invaluable part of this family unit. Smart Start Illinois provides that by working towards stable funding for high-quality programming, pushed forward by an expanded workforce that can succeed alongside the next generation. And to the parents and guardians in rural and urban regions who are working, going to school, or finding the next opportunity that will allow them to put food on the table, to the black and brown families in childcare deserts who have felt that they and their needs have gone unseen and unheard, we are a part of your family too. I say this not just as your lieutenant governor, but also as the mother of four daughters, as a working mother who understands what it's like when you know you have a job to do and you know your children deserve the best start in life. But without the adequate support, it's not always clear how you can manage to pursue your dreams for yourself as well as for your children. I stand before you today because access to childcare for my daughters has allowed me to do the work that I needed to do. And I stand before you alongside our governor and these incredible leaders to tell you that you are not alone, because we are raising our babies with the best supports to live happy, healthy, and fulfilling lives. You can imagine something bigger and greater for your child, your career, and your family, because we have already laid out the vision to get us there today. And we look forward to working with Leader Gordon Booth and our partners in the General Assembly to get it done. Thank you so much, and I now pass it over to an inspiring school leader, Principal Katie Cobb.
Good morning. My name is Katie Cobb, and welcome to Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Education Center. We are honored to have you here, and we are proud of our early childhood program and to have the opportunity to share it with you. The Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Education Center is named for and dedicated to Valeska Hinton, a prominent African-American community activist who at her time was remembered as the mother of the civil rights movement. Mrs. Hinton was a woman who was not afraid to speak out about the needs of our children and their parents, and truly believed that the education of young children would result in immeasurable benefits throughout their lives. Valeska Hinton's intellect and courage and her insights live on in the lives of the countless individuals whom she has influenced. Our work at Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Education Center represents her passionate advocacy for children and the embodiment of her life's work. Here at Valeska Hinton, we serve 618 students at two campuses and currently have a waiting list of 318 students. Our two campuses include classrooms for Preschool for All Expansion programs, our dual language programs, special education student, and programs for the deaf and hard of hearing students. Our many programs provide opportunities for all of our young learners to experience a high-quality educational experience following Valeska Hinton's model to ensure diversity, equity, and inclusion. A child's early years are the foundation of his or her future development, providing a strong base for lifelong learning and learning abilities, including cognitive and social development, and the ideal time to begin modeling and promoting the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion. A child's experiences in early care and education can alter the trajectory of their life, having a massive impact on future education, future earnings, and future health. Our building is organized in five classroom villages, exemplifying the collaborative community school model. The African proverb, "It takes a village," seems even more relevant and more than ever before. We understand the concept of the village is the belief that it takes many people to provide a safe, healthy environment for our children, an environment where children are given the security they need to develop and flourish and be able to realize their hopes and dreams. This requires an environment where multiple people, including parents, extended family members, teachers, professionals, community members, and policymakers, care for a child. Following Valeska Hinton's example of power and impact, of bringing the community, we have established a collaborative relationship with social service agencies, faith-based organizations within our community to provide the resources and support opportunities for our families and young learners. These relationships also support parents' roles as the valued community members and support their progress toward the goals for they have for themselves and their children. Research continues to emphasize the importance of early childhood education as an essential building block for the child's future success. Having access to high-quality early childhood education is absolutely vital, and we are incredibly grateful to Governor Pritzker for his commitment to Illinois children and families. With each year, our waiting list grows, and this year, with more than 300 on our waiting list, the funding is crucial that more than ever. I'd like to take this opportunity now to introduce my teacher, Alicia Flake-Guyton.
Good morning. My name is Alicia Flake-Guyton, and I am a special education resource teacher here at Valeska Early Childhood Education Center. From a very young age, I knew I wanted to work with children, so I decided to live out my passion. Several years ago, I attended an education conference. It was then that I realized how impactful being a high-quality educator is to the children we serve. I remember receiving a yellow T-shirt that read 2,000 Days in big, bold print. To the far right of me stood a banner that read 2,000 Days, and in the center was a PowerPoint presentation projected on the screen entitled The First 2,000 Days. Wow. The first 2,000 days of a child's life is the most essential time to feed their growing brains. This is the time they truly start to become a product of their environment. And it is up to us as parents, teachers, family, and community members to equip them with the knowledge they need in order to be successful when they get to the next chapter, Big Kids School. Preschool is a large portion of those 2,000 days. From my years of experience teaching in the classroom to being a part of a team of individuals who assess students to determine whether a child qualifies for special education services, I've had the opportunity to see the need for more preschool classrooms firsthand. What do I see in the classroom? I see the child who is learning to develop friendships, or the child who has experienced neglect, and the only hug they may receive for the day is from that teacher. What do I see in the assessment room? I see the child who struggles to communicate wants, needs, and preferences, a child who is unable to regulate their emotions. I see a child who is unable to sit for longer than 1 minute's time. These are all the expectations of a kindergarten teacher the first day the children walk into their classroom. Think of what the classroom would look like for a student who has never been a part of a quality preschool program. Kindergarten would be the new pre-K. Families walk into these doors on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, with concerns about their child's development. Each is hoping their child will have a placement to help Each is hoping that their child will have a placement to help better grow and develop as individuals. Unfortunately, before the school year ends, we will reach a point where we will no longer be able to accommodate these families and children, specifically the children who have qualified for services under the category of developmentally delayed or autism, just to name a couple. How then would the IEP minutes be provided for the child whose social-emotional goal is to develop interactive play skills with same-age peers or following two-step directions related to classroom routine? In some instances, bring-in services will not suffice. There is a need for expansion to accommodate these children, quality teachers and support staff who can nurture these children and teach them the skills that are needed to become our future teachers, doctors, lawyers, and community leaders.
And that was the presentation. We're joining in Peoria, Illinois, with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and the staff at Valeska Hinton Early Childhood Center discussing the importance of early childhood and this administration's commitment to providing the necessary resources to make these educational facilities work. That's all for today. I'm Naima Latif. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. Until tomorrow.